Our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, has your to-do list. This is our own version of Lou to do. Hi, Lou. How are you?
Lou to do. I like that.
Well, isn't that a feature you do on Saturdays?
How about Dippity Lou? Dippity Lou.
Well, wait. Don't you do a feature on Saturdays? No, it's the new to Lou to.
Correct.
This is the Lou to do list for the week.
Okay.
Hey, how were the 50-plus people at your house for Thanksgiving?
Well, we were down to 46. We had a last-minute four-person cancellation due to some health issues, which is always sad, but we had a lovely time.
How many turkeys did you cook?
We did three birds. I brought back, that I hadn't done in a couple of years, the Jardinera injected deep-fried bird, and it was the fan favorite and the first one to go.
Wow. 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 And I guess that's just like it sounds. You put the Jardinera in the belly of the bird?
Yeah, I puree it. It takes a while to do that. And then I add a little bourbon to it to thin it out a little bit. And then I inject it into the bird, which takes a long time because every time you do it, you clog the injector. So you have to clean it every single time. But it's not.
Oh,
like
you're injecting it into the bird. I just thought you were like pouring some into
the
cavity. Wow.
No. You inject it and then you deep fry it. It locks it in and it has the most unbelievable flavor.
Never heard of such a thing.
I know. I invented it.
Hey, Lou, it's... I'm just now thinking I want to get invited next year, but I know.
I think you have been actually.
I suspect I have. You are, you and Mary Beth are very generous entertainers. Talk to me about the cold now and the condensation people might be seeing on their windows.
Yeah, I think that I'm sure that I will get these calls next week, and so with the rapid decline in the temperature. A lot of you are going to be experiencing condensation on the inside of the glass, and you're immediately going to think there's something wrong with your windows, and it's not. In particular, coming off of Thanksgiving, where you possibly were hosting, you have a lot of people generating a lot of moisture inside your house, you know, all these different people, the cooking, all that kind of stuff. It takes a while for that to, your house really to get into temperature of what's around us. And so when we have a rapid decline in the outdoor temperature, the windows are doing their job and they're keeping all that warm air from escaping along with the moisture. So don't be, you know, overly concerned. What I would suggest you do is, if you do have ceiling fans, keep them running to move the air around and wipe up the, you know, the moisture you may see there so it doesn't damage the inside of the windowsills, in particular if you have wood windows. But if these temperatures continue, I know it's going to warm into the 40s, but as the house starts to run and the furnace is running and we're getting more to a tempered level, you're going to see that calm down and everything should kind of be as it normally is.
Well, condensation on the inside, though, is necessarily, though, not a good thing. I mean, you're saying be calm. I will, but
right.
You don't want that, right?
Well, you don't want to see it on the glass. That, you know, typically, everyone's comfort level is different, right? But you usually want, in the winter months, to have a range of about 25 to 30% max humidity level in your home. If you have anything more than that, as the temperatures drop, you will get condensation. And so that's a little bit of an adjustment if you happen to have a whole house humidifier.
I get
or
that.
Or if you use room humidifiers. And keep in mind that when you go and adjust it, it takes 24 hours for it to adjust. So it's not immediate.
Okay, but I thought the idea was to get as much humidity in the house as you can during the winter. That keeps it warmer, right?
It does, but you don't want so much that then you get the condensation. In other words, what I'm describing now is an anomaly because the temperatures drop so quickly. We don't want to see that all winter long because that, if you leave it there unchecked, will create a problem where you get discoloration on the windowsills on the inside. There could be mold and mildew that forms from there, and you don't want any of that.
By the way, not to sell windows, a lot of us do on this radio station,
we all have
our favorite companies, but in the places in my house where we have the new windows, those rooms are warmer.
Yeah.
And where we don't, they're not. And when we say on the radio that that's a good investment, I feel that a lot. I was feeling that a lot this weekend, let me put it that way.
100%.
Yeah. Maybe you've got a question for Lou, too. But so your to-do list then is what, Lou? What's my task? Or maybe it's the absence of a task.
Well, I will tell you something that happened to me on Sunday. So I was at our son and daughter-in-law's house on Sunday doing some projects like I normally do. They weren't home. And I, you know, bebopping around, looking around, and I'm like, oh, you know, they don't have their humidifier on. And so I turned it on, and I was there for like an hour or so, and then I left. They came home, and my son calls me, says, man, what's that rotten egg smell? I go, it wasn't me. I go, it didn't smell like that at all. If you haven't turned on your humidifier and you haven't changed the filter on the humidifier, let's say you haven't even had the system serviced. We've talked about that. But that can give an odor off because there can be bacteria on that. And the drain line can also have a little bacteria in it. And when it first gets hit with the water flowing through it,
right,
you might notice a smell in your home. In particular, now the furnace is blowing it all through the house. So check all that out. Probably replace that filter that you can take off, go to the hardware store. They're not expensive. And it is a little bit more complicated, but as easy as replacing your furnace filter in your current furnace.
Wow. So all those then germs are blowing all around their house. Are they going to sell it now, or what are they going to do about that?
No,
put it on the market and just dump that thing?
I'm going to go and clean everything up because that's what I do. So.
Okay, Luke's not your daddy, but he'll help you here. 312. You got another minute for us, Lou?
I do.
My son has a rubber roof. Currently runs at a 50% humidity. They have a fan going. How can they get the humidity lower?
Well, we need to turn down the humidity in the whole house humidifier if we have it. The flat roof really isn't an issue when it comes to humidity levels. But if you've noticed that no matter what, you can't get the humidity down, then it might make sense to have a HVAC company come in and cut in a 6-inch round vent into the furnace. I'm assuming they have a forced air furnace with a damper on it to introduce the dry air from the outside to circulate through the furnace. It does two things. Will lower the humidity level for sure. It also will introduce fresh air into the system, which is a good thing and healthier for all of us to breathe.
Can you ask Lou that airflow question for the furnace filter? I also get mixed up on that one. Does it go towards do you put the arrow facing the big machinery thing, or does it go the other way?
Wait, is this an actual text message from a listener? Or
I've supplemented their question. Here's the exact question. Can you ask Lou that airflow question about the furnace filter? I get mixed up on that one.
So typically, if you're looking at your furnace, it's a big rectangular box, right?
Yeah.
And most furnaces are what they call upflow. So the blower is on the bottom, and it flows when the heats the air, it blows it up. If there is a metal ductwork to the left or to the right, and then there's the slot, that is the air return, meaning it's sucking the air in, and the arrows should point towards the furnace box.
Towards the box. And then on top of the box, then you've got these arms of tubes sticking up, going up into the house. So that's the thing. So have the arrow facing into the box.
Essentially, the cold air comes in at the bottom of the furnace. Now, this is not true if it's a downdraft, but for most of us, 90%, it goes up. And so the air draws in, the cold air return, and then it blows up. And so as the metal, if it's a pleated air filter or even a spun fiberglass, which I don't recommend, but there'll be like a metal reinforcement. That metal should be closer to the box of the furnace, and that's the way the arrows point.
Speaking of these things, Ruth, you're on WGN with Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm just wondering how often you need to change the filter in the furnace, especially when it's so cold. I think the last one I put in was about maybe 5-6 weeks ago. So,
okay.
So here's the thing. I have changed my whole philosophy since the pandemic about furnace filters and airborne, illnesses that we've had. So my recommendation, this is just me, is that you buy pleated filters, which are 10 times better at filtering the air than the spun fiberglass, and that you buy a half a dozen of them and you change them once a month. You just put it on your calendar.
Yep.
It's $6 or $7. Pop a new one out, pop a new one in. Help to keep the air clean and keep the furnace flowing freely.
Papa got a brand new dog. Huh. Okay. Lou, our HVAC company set our humidity to a range between 35 to 50%. Is this good? Thank you.
Well, it is when the temperature is not as cold as it is now. So this is the thing. If you look at those humidistats, they will give you an approximate range based on the outdoor temperature. What are we, in the 20s today?
Yeah.
Again, it's going to warm up a little bit, but you probably shouldn't be any higher than 30%. As a rule, I set mine to about 30% and I leave it alone. If it, you know, if it, it doesn't need to be more than that, you're not dry. You know, when it's warmer, you may keep the door open when you take the dog outside. And so you're getting some air in there and that's okay. So I would set it at 30%. Every system is different. You may have need to set it higher, but I would, that would be the starting point for me.
Your target is 25%. That's kind of what you want in the house,
that's
right?
That's the sweet spot, yeah.
Okay. Lou is our sweet spot. You'll hear him on Saturday on other shows, and he'll answer more of these sorts of questions next Monday on our Lou to-do list. Thank you, Lou.
See ya.